My garbage slippers, or fixing the dance floor. It's 11 p.m. I am ready for bed, but my feet are still tired from dancing today. It is because I dance on a rubber floor in rubber shoes. I would have been fine if it wasn't for some foam shoes that I tried out a couple of weeks ago. They just had the heel all wrong. It was up too high. I don't know exactly what occurred or how, but I sure know how to fix it and change the world of dancing while at it, maybe. At least the world of dancing on a non-slip surface. I get chicken in the oven, two vinyl placemats for messy eaters, a hole punch mean enough to punch through them, the placemats, not the eaters, paper for making templates, sticky tape, and an unbelievably large box of shoelaces from all the different shoes I used up. I don't even... And the mission is to release the friction between the shoe and the rubber floor, or lower the friction coefficient, as an engineer would mumbo-jumbo. In a word, I can't change the gym floor, but I can change the bottom of my shoe. There are a lot of constraints here. I can't stick anything to the bottom of my shoe because I need to take it off if it isn't working. I don't want glue on the bottom of my $24 discount shoe. The vinyl in the vinyl placemats can have a hole punched through it with a hole punch, meaning it is really iffy. Whatever the paper template I create, I will need to use it on multiple things, including carpet and thick shower curtains. I already know it will all look stupid, but it is not as stupid as hurting your legs. The hole punch allows me to use shoelaces to attach the vinyl to my sole. I have a handheld one that I just got for $1 and a professional one that is a steel tube with a really sharp end. This one is for the carpet experiment, and you use a hammer to punch through thick things. Okay, let's hack the planet out of this boat and go for Mark I armor nice, ugly, and heavy. It is now 12:31, and my shoes look like something Casey Jones would fix behind a dumpster. And worst of all the chicken is gone, but it was really good. I ended up using two laces and tore several of the punched eyelets. I will have my hole punch with me tomorrow for field repair. I'm sure a couple more are going to tear. Lastly, my prediction is unfortunately total failure. I tried curving the vinyl over the shoe to use itself as the real holding mechanism. But even so, I think the vinyl is unfortunately too weak. I just needed to work with it for a little while to get an idea if it's gonna last, and the idea is that it isn't. But it will work long enough for me to see if vinyl is the material I want to use on a rubber gym floor. If it does work out, then I will create more elaborate tabs and pull them up higher. Use one placemat per each shoe and curve them around on top. I just used one placemat for both shoes today, and there was no room to drag those tabs out. And I plan to line the sole-facing area with professional tear-resistant tape, one that has fibers in it. You know what else? It is winter where I am at. And these things would make for some mean skull-cracking ice sliding. I have to try that out tomorrow.